Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Shlach is very much a continuation. Literally continues in Medias Res, in the beginning, in the middle of the speech of Yoshua and Kalev, where they continue to articulate the path forward, and nearly get stoned, and then of course Kadosh Baruch Hu appears, Chod Hashem, and their Abba Olam Moed, and then Moshe pleads on behalf of the Jewish people, albeit in a very different way than after the Chet HaEgel. We'll discuss perhaps later in the week. And Hashem takes the Shvua, Ulam Chayani, Vimlechot Hashem is Kolaret, Imirua Sarat Asher Nishbati Lavosam, Vichol Menatzai Lo Yerua. The Ramban, picking up on the Ibn Ezra, famously says, Vichol Menatzai Lo Yerua is Le Dore Doros, that anybody who is Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have de facto forfeits their rights to Eretz Yisrael. So going back to the beginning of the Aliyah, Yeshua and Kalev saying, Chafetz Banu Hashem, If God will be with us, Hashem itanu al tira'um, that if God is with us, then we have nothing to be afraid of. And he says, or they say, I should say, ach v'Hashem al timro, do not rebel against God. And as far as the am ha'aretz, right, we have no reason to be afraid. Sar silami aleihem, Hashem itanu al tira'um. So the Rabban explains that Yoshua and Kalev were actually trying to get across two distinct points about what was so pernicious about what the Meraglim were saying. Number one, Ach v'Hashem al timrodu is a merit. Because if you're saying that you're afraid of the Am Haaretz, the Chozek Am Haaretz, what you're really saying is God isn't strong enough. Right? And the Ramban has a beautiful line, Ki lo b'chochacham yatzasam Mitzrayim. It wasn't like, we organized Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem yilachem lachem, v'yatem tacharishun. So if you're saying Efes ki azam, what you're really saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not able to deliver us. So part of it is just a merit against Hashem. But part of it is, and because Hashem itanu al tira'um, if you believe that, so then there's nothing left to talk about. But part of it sort of goes beyond that, and part of it has to do with what the Ramban calls the Derech HaTeva. Sar tzilam me'alehem, ki lachmeinu haim, sar tzilam me'alehem, Hashem itanu al tira'um, that psychologically they're so defeated after everything they witnessed in Mitzrayim, so that happened. Namogu kol yoshvei kanan, tipole me'masu b'fachad, b'gdol z'rachayin mu'ka'aven, right? They were immobilized, paralyzed, incapacitated by what they saw. So at a naturalistic level, they can have as much rechav ufarashim as they want, but if they don't fly, if they don't, you can pour, $300 billion into the Afghan army. If they don't want to fight, they don't want to fight. So if there's no ruach, ein kamod ruach bifnehem, right, for this war, because they felt that they would be crushed. So, ki lachmeinu heim, sar tzilam yaleihem, Hashem itanu al tira'um. So even in a naturalistic sense, they would never be able to put up their best fight. So what Yoshua and Kalev are pointing out is that there's good reason to go forward, both in terms of the fundamental issue of Emunah Bashem, as Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Adalu Yaminu Vi V'chol Otzos Asher Asisi B'Kirbo, right, this is a very disconcerting situation, but even in a naturalistic or rationalistic or probabilistic sense, and there's no reason to doubt that they should be successful, because a demoralized army is not going to be successful no matter who they're fighting against. So the fact that the Yoshvei Kanan were feeling very demoralized was far from immaterial within this context.